Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned into the Sasha Marina Show. So today I have a real cool guest. She goes by the name of Dominique Monroe. Dominique is a model and actress. She was born some years ago. I don't want to really tell her birthday, but and it's not because of her age or anything. It's just because she's a lady, so we should respect that. Born in Chicago, Illinois. She, after living in Chicago, she moved to Michigan and Maryland, and now she's relocated in the lovely city Los Angeles, California. You know, she's kind of taking her career further there, obviously. You know, L.A. is the place to be as a model and also as an actress appearing in some short films and et cetera. So without further ado, we're going to have Dominique live on the air. Hello, Dominique. How are you? Good morning.
Great.
To you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So I guess let's start with your little adventure. I mean, from Chicago to Michigan, Maryland, and now finally, you know, LA. How was that? How was that journey? And how do you feel now that you're there?
The journey was. It was quite an adventure because, you know, as a young age, you have to move around where your family goes. So the other moves were mandatory. But the move coming out to L.A. was huge for me. I had signed an agency in Detroit, and they were like, you should live out in L.A. And I really just woke up one morning, and I packed up me and my babies, and we moved. And now I'm here, been here 5 years, and I'm actually ready to move again to take my talents elsewhere.
Okay.
To see what happens there.
Are you looking into Atlanta? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, I am. How did you know?
All right, I kind of understand. I understand that point of view. But I mean, I'm sure that LA did do some things for you. I'm sure that you accomplished some things out there. You know, do you mind elaborating on those things?
Yeah, no, L.A. actually gave me my resume, basically. L.A. put me on to my short films. I got my first short film out here, a ton of music videos. I did a reality show out here. I did a Spike TV show. So L.A. has definitely gave me my resume. So that's why I want to take my resume and take it down south a little bit because I stand out a little bit in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I'm not built like the average thick black woman. So mm-hmm. I'm going to take my talent and see what happens. I'm going to give L.A. a break. I'm going to keep coming back and forth because I still have a place out here. But I'm going to focus on what I can do in Atlanta. And also my children are in the entertainment business as well. So I'm going to see what they can do out there as well. Just
and,
to
and
give L.A. a break.
And what do your munchkins do? Do they act as well? Is that what
they
do?
Yeah, my son just went out for a huge casting call with Disney. He did a short film with me just like a month ago. He's done a video with me as well earlier this year. So, and then my daughter, she models. And my middle son, he doesn't really know what he wants to do. He's just kind of there. They all look like, they look like triplets. So they're like all in it.
So, I mean, you never know. Maybe he might be the one that's behind the scenes. You know, the...
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that as well.
You know, like the cinematographer, the scriptwriter, like, who knows? And you know, it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah,
but you know, that's great. That's really great, Dominique. That not only have you put your passion to use, but you've also, you know, given the opportunity to your children. And it's great that they're starting so young. You know, I mean, that's
yeah.
That's
I didn't
the
have
key.
The opportunity, so
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they actually show interest, that it's not something that you're pushing them to do, is you know, that's the plus right there. I mean, maybe they'll grow and for an age where they get tired of it. I mean, hopefully not, as they're great for it, you know, that they continue pursuing it. But at least you're giving them the chance, and that's definitely a plus. So, you know, you mentioned doing various, like, modeling gigs, you know, one being not only runway but also music videos, you know, being in reality TV, being on TV. Out of all those things, I guess, what has been your best learning experience?
Just out of everything I've done, you always hear the term don't give up, and that is so true because I find myself falling back a lot, and every time I get another gig, it just makes me want to get it more. And then when I see my kids' face and I know what they want in life, well, as far as anything a child ever wants, just to be happy, I know, like, you just got to keep going because if God tells you, well, if he shows you certain things that you're doing, you're going to make it. No matter what you do, you're going to make it. So you just keep your head up and just keep continuing to follow your dreams, chase them.
Definitely. And what was it? Because that was kind of, I used to be into Spike TV a lot, you know, some years
mm-hmm.
ago. But I've kind of, you know, I've totally lost, like, track of all of the cable networks and of all cable TV. Like, I feel that there's just too much. It comes to a point where there's just too much to follow up with. So my go-to thing is Netflix. I'm like, I literally just wait till everything just goes to Netflix now because I don't have time to, you know. So my question is really, what was it that you had to do on Spike TV?
Well, it was a reenactment show on, it was called Tattoo Nightmares. I don't know if you've heard of that show.
Oh,
well,
no, there's
I
so
just...
many tattoo shows now.
Right, there
I
is.
I don't even
there's
know.
So many. Well, this one is where people go in with these bad tattoos. Wow, there's a lawnmower right by me.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Well, people go in with these bad tattoos, and they tell their stories on how they got them, and then they have actors reenacting their story. Well, it was this girl named Dominique, and she was a model, so they were like, oh, my gosh, your name's Dominique, and you're a model. You're fit. So... I just reenacted her story, and it was awesome because, like, I was the lead character. Everything was based around me telling this girl's story, so it was pretty cool.
Okay, perfect. And, I mean, being part of that show, what was, like, the craziest, I guess, story that you've seen or you heard?
Well, the one I did actually was the crazy one because she went in for a game tattoo, some kind of game like character, and she came out with like a bubble gum. Like, it was so funny because the guy that did it didn't know anything about what he was doing, and it was just like, child, that's why I don't mess around with them tattoos like that, because if I get a messed up one, I'm be mad.
all right. So do you have anything else, do you have anything coming up, perhaps? I don't know if it's that your acting side or your modeling side, do you have any new events, any new productions that you're going to be participating in?
Well, I just finished a short film that comes out in September. It's called Axum. It's like a robot movie. It's funny. that comes out in September. And then, I mean, I just put together my website. I'm just trying to get out there more. I just met with a producer type person that works with single ladies. They just got picked back up by BET, so I'm trying to really get on that show because that's like more of my character, like to be like that show and the game. So mm-hmm. by me going to Atlanta, that's when I'm really going to try to get into stuff like that. But, you know, obviously when I get down there, I'm going to be into, like, fashion shows and stuff like that, because as soon as I got there, like 3 months ago, I booked, like, 3 fashion shows. So maybe that's more of what I'm going to start doing until some of my acting works out. But mm-hmm. it's all going to work out. I have faith.
Oh, well, I definitely see you on something like The Game. That definitely fits, you know. And guys, when she keeps mentioning things, that's what she kind of sees herself in, is that we got to face the fact that Hollywood is a prototype, you know, and it's somewhat stereotypical a lot of the time. So the fact that you know, that you're going to Atlanta, it really, you know what, honestly, it's going to boost you up, no matter how you put it.
So.
You get me? There's so much more for you to really fit to out there, you know. It's just, that's the way life is, and Atlanta's the hit, you know. People say LA, and LA will always be the Hollywood capital, however you say it, but where the money is right now, and where the you know, the projects are, and where everything's building right now, is definitely in Atlanta, Georgia, or at least around the area. So
yeah,
I'm glad that you're doing that, that you're really doing that move, and that, you know, I wish you all the best, you and your kids.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Well, you should be. So besides, you know, being a model and actress, you also do or did hair and makeup for celebrities. Was that kind of like your gateway into the industry?
No. Modeling was my gateway into the industry. Like, I literally been modeling since I've been 14, so that was my foot in. But I went to school for hair, and I got my license, and I went to aesthetics and got my license with that. And before that, I never knew how to do makeup. I used to be a manager at Macy's, and that's how I learned how to do makeup, because I was at a makeup counter. And I just had, like, friends, and they were like, do you know how to do some makeup? I got a shoot coming up. I was like, cool, yeah. So it was me and my girl. We went in, did some makeup and hair. And then Romeo and them reached out, and we did theirs for a video. I forget the name of the video. It was a while ago, but it was pretty cool because it was on BET and all that stuff, 106 and Park. It wasn't even supposed to be that big. It was just, like, a fun little shoot, but it got that big. I should probably do my research on the name of that, because I didn't even look into it.
Well,
it was a great experience for me. And then being around celebrities, which I've done, like, bikini modeling for Playboy, and that essentially got me, like, to the people that I know today. Mm-hmm. Some of them are really humble and, like, cool, and, like, they just, people with money, and some of them are like, oh, no, you know, I'm this. I can't be talking to you, like, that type. And I don't deal with that. I'm from the Midwest, and, you know, I like to talk to people and say hi, whatever, and I'm not bougie or anything like that. So I don't like people like that either. It makes me stay away, stay clear of them. So it was a fun experience.
You know, that you don't, that it's funny that you mentioned that, because you don't even really have to come across people that are big time that we consider celebrities. You can just come across somebody that it's maybe a local celebrity and they act that way. And that's even a bigger turnoff, because you're like, dude, like, you're just like, maybe you should say this, like, get over yourself, okay? So I've come across people like that. I'm like, dude, I think
I've done,
you know? And then when you look at yourself and you're like, whoa, like, look at the way I am. And then you come across somebody that literally, you know, you've done way more than they have, and they have that kind of attitude. You're like, you know, but like you said, it's just people that you don't really have to surround yourself with. That's just the way life is, and you're going to meet them, and then you move on. So but that's certainly true. And going back to that music video that you worked on with Master P and Romeo, I mean, when you're those two names, I don't think it has to be a great production for it to be featured on BET and 106. I'm sorry. I'm sure that just the fact that it was, like, fun and that it was entertaining to look at, you know, probably got them that far. And, I mean, congratulations to you that you were able to be a part of that and made it happen.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a super fun video. They were just getting in there, just having fun, like, they had masks on, Louis Vuitton, like, scarves and stuff. I helped Master P put this, like, Louis Vuitton scarf around his face because it was, like, covering his face. I was like, y'all, it's crazy. But it was fun, like, very chill, very, like, they was vibing real cool. You know, I didn't feel out of place or anything. It was real cool. They made us feel welcome. Like, you need anything, let us know. Like, very cool people to work with.
So you also have, you happen to have a spread in Chicago Style magazine. How did that come about, and how did you feel?
You know what? I was, usually when I go out of town, I go on Model Mayhem and I type, you know, I'm going to be in this town for a certain amount of days, and this photographer reached out to me. His name is Marcus. And he was like, I would love to shoot you. I have this girl named Carly Red, and if everybody knows who Carly Red is, she's on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I have her shooting the cover, and I would like to put you in it. And I was like, okay, let's see what you're talking about. And so we did a whole bunch of pictures, and then he did a question and answer little thing on me. And then I got an email with this magazine, and there I am, a 10-page spread in this magazine, Carly Red's on front. And it was real cool because that was, like, my first big, like, publishing thing. And I was like, oh, snap, okay, I like it.
Okay, okay.
So it was real cool, real cool. In Chicago, where I'm from, so it was cool to have it in your hometown.
And do you have any features that you know of coming up that people should look out for?
Not right now. I just been doing a lot of interviews and stuff like that, but I'm actually working to put together a 2015 pin-up style calendar. So that'll probably be my next big project as far as that.
Okay, calendar, nice. And will that be, like, for sale probably on your website?
Say that one more time.
Will that be for sale on your website?
Yeah, I'll put everything up on my website and have it out. Yep.
If you want, go ahead and mention, or I guess, yeah, mention where people can follow you and keep up with you on your social networks.
Definitely, I will.
Okay. You can do that right now.
Oh, okay. I'm like, say that one more time, because my headphones that I'm on, because I'm in the car.
That's fine. Go ahead and mention where people can follow you on your social networks and website.
Oh, okay. So you can follow me on Instagram at Dominique_Monroe, Twitter at DMonroe86, and then on Facebook at Dominique Monroe.
Okay, perfect. And you do have a website. Guys, her website is DominiqueMonroe.com, correct?
I do. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So, DominiqueMonroe.com is my website. You can learn about me, see my latest pictures and the latest videos or short films that I've done on there as well.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So you mentioned that you have that short film that you just worked on. It will be released probably September, mid-September. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? You know, besides, I know you're in the process of definitely doing a big move to Atlanta. That's definitely big and time-consuming. But is there anything else that you might have coming up that people, you mentioned doing many interviews right now. Do you have any upcoming interviews that people can tune in for?
No, actually, you were my last interview for this month. We'll see what happens when I go to Atlanta, but I know that they have a couple shows, fashion shows coming up that I've been getting hit up for, so we'll see if I get in those when I get down there. I just need to hurry up and get down there. I actually move next weekend, so once I get down there, we'll see.
That's perfect. I'm so glad you can fit me in your busy schedule, woman.
No problem. Yeah, anything. I'm trying to do everything I can before I leave and connect with people and just get my name out there, let people know that I'm on a rise and it's my time to shine. And I hope I have support from everybody.
That's
it's hard out here.
Oh, it is. But, I mean, there's something about it. No matter how hard it gets, there's something about it that always keeps you, it makes you want to keep pushing, you know?
Yeah.
I know I've been in the industry as probably around the same age as you, 14, 15, and, you know, at first it was your parents, like, you know, helping you, and now I'm on my own. So there's something about it that just, you try new things, but because you see some things might, like, not start working, and then you try something else. But something about it just makes you want to keep pushing, and here we are.
That's so true. My mom always told me, you know, if college isn't for you, make sure you have a lot of backup, because I know you want to model and act. Just make sure you have something to fall back on. And, you know, I do that with my hair and makeup and stuff, because it's easy for me, and everybody always wants to look good. So,
Oh, definitely.
Keep chasing your dream.
And you never know who you might meet in that photo shoot or that video shoot or that even that movie shoot. You know, you just meet people. That's the best way. That's why even when I asked you, was that your way into the industry? Because you meet so many people that way, as simply as doing hair and makeup on set. You just never know. So,
that's
very great. I mean, Dominique, thank you so much for your time today. I definitely appreciate it. Like I said, I appreciate you fitting me in your busy schedule. I mean, my continued luck and success to you and your kids, and I wish you the best in Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and continue to do all the great things you do as well.
Thank you. And I guess keep me updated with whatever goes on, okay?
I definitely will. I follow you on Twitter, so I definitely will at you when I'm doing something else big. So
okay, that's
great.
Keep
in touch.
All right, so take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye.
So that was Dominique Monroe. Make sure to check out her site at DominiqueMonroe.com. Check her out on Facebook, same thing, Dominique Monroe. And IG, which is Instagram, Dominique_Monroe. Twitter is DMonroe86. Make sure to click that follow button. And if you are just tuning in right now, make sure you can go back to our Lost Up Radio page, and you can listen to this interview all the way from the beginning and any other ones that you have missed. To follow up with us, I guess just go to thesashamarinashow.com or download our app at the Google Play Store or Blackberry World. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram as well, of course, at Sasha Marina. And click that like button on our Facebook page to get Sasha Marina Show. And I guess that's it for all, guys. That's it for today. That's all. That is all. So, bye-bye.
Away to a place where I've never been. Feeling that you put inside me are under my skin, my skin, my skin, my skin, my skin. Emotions driving me right back again. Yeah.